All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. Let's go ahead and get started with the last part of Ego. Sorry it took so long, but we're doing it now. At least use your own 2 feet to walk. You'll fall on your face if you just let me drag you along, you know. Then let go of my hand. Jeez, Ego. We leave the stiff atmosphere behind as she continues dragging me along. Now we're down to one human and one machine. We walk along the river together with no particular destination in mind. Hajime, I have completed the laundry. The sheets are white as can be, and the futon is now extra fluffy. Awesome, I just finished cleaning too. I remove the used pad from the wiper and throw it in the trash. Thanks to Ego washing it for the first time in years, my bed is as good as new. Rolling around in it feels like I'm being held by the sun's warm embrace. Amazing. We can't exactly throw that mattress in the washing machine, so we have to live with just using some anti-stench and disinfecting sprays on it. The kitchen and bathroom are both sparkling, absolutely spotless. We've been completely immersed in cleaning since we woke up this morning, but I'm glad our labors have borne fruit. It's far cleaner than when I first got here. Yeah, it's night and day. Ego comes at me with a standard insult. However, I can't help but notice a hint of loneliness in this one. He was only with us for a few days, but Goro's fur was all over the place. On paper, the main reason we decided to clean today is because I'm a slacker that hasn't done it in ages. However, in reality, it was to get our minds off of Goro. Our days spent with him are a really fun memory, of course, but right now, it's one I'd rather not spend too much time thinking about. We put his items away in the closet and threw away the food he didn't eat. Of course, even with that one day is far too little time to actually forget about it. I know that well enough. Still, I think Ego and I needed to do this. Neither of us said it to the other, but we had a mutual understanding. Hey, Ego, where are you going? Huh? Just to the bathroom. I was gonna draw some hot water. Ah, gotcha. Sorry about that. Go ahead. As long as you don't mind. Ego tilts her head in confusion as she disappears into the bathroom. Maybe I've got something wrong with me, too. I mutter to myself as I roll over in bed, looking up at the ceiling. I'm pretty lonely without Goro here, too. I don't think that's it, though. I can't get the talk I had with Ego after that out of my head. So today's day 9. I count the days since I met Ego on my fingers. It's all I've been able to think about since yesterday. Like Ego said before, I've understood that there was a time limit since day 1. Still, even with just Goro gone, my room suddenly feels so empty. The dog was only with us for a couple of days. Yet even his absence is impacting me this much. How will it be when Ego's gone? Just how empty will this room feel? I use the cleaning as a way to get my mind off of things, to dodge the question. But when that time comes, when I'm all alone in this empty room, what will I do myself? It sends a chill down my spine. So this is fear. I didn't feel this when I was betrayed by my coworkers and lost my job. I thought it just was what it was. So why? Why is the idea of Ego leaving so scary? I don't think I could describe what I'm feeling as love. I think it's precisely because we had such a rough start together that I'm able to really be so open with her. She's an android, yet I've never had more fun with anyone else in my life. There really is something wrong with me. Ego returns to the room as I mutter to myself. What's wrong with you? Oh no, it's nothing. If there's something wrong with you, it's inherently not nothing, is it? There's a clear contradiction in your statement. Ego furrows her brow. I can practically see the question marks flying around her head. It's a cute, rare sight, one that urges me to pat her on the head. Just like she did yesterday. Just like she said yesterday. If you sit down in the dumps, time will go on without you. This time I have... Ooh, excuse me, guys. This time I have together or rather, the time I have together with Ego is really important to me. I can't allow myself to waste it. I resolve myself and look her in the eyes. Hey, Ego. There was something I wanted, so... What do you say we go shopping? Shopping? Now? What do you intend to buy? We should have enough food to get us through our remaining days together. Ego prods at me as we walk side by side. We just went grocery shopping the other day, so we still have plenty in the fridge. Nope, today we're not here for food. I find what I was looking for, picking some up, I show it to Ego. We're after this stuff right here. Alcohol? She takes the bottle from my hand and knits her eyebrows, examining it. Yep, this right here is my favorite sake. I really love it. Sometimes I just get a craving for it. Alcohol you like so much you crave it? This cheap bottle? So you plan to get me drunk? And do what with me exactly? You know you don't have to go that far, you know. I need to do it to survive. You'll get to enjoy it again soon enough. I'd rather get down on my knees and ask than get you drunk and force you to do it. I shrug my shoulders. She's right, this bottle's pretty cheap even compared to the other stuff they got in stock. Frankly, I couldn't even argue it's all that delicious if you went by taste alone. Back when I was a host, I mostly drank high-class champagne. Of course, I'd always drink it to the point where you couldn't even taste it anymore. Even when it wasn't champagne, every drink I'd get was the absolute highest grade stuff on the market. I wasn't really drinking that stuff because I wanted to, though. Drinking was just part of the job, proper manners. I don't have any ulterior motives, I just thought it'd be nice to drink with you, Ego. I give her an honest answer and an honest smile. When I do, she just blinks at me and adds an adorable confusion. That's a surprise. Or excuse me, there's a surprise. You never struck me as the kind that would really want to drink. Well, this here was the first sake I bought when I became a host. Back then, my career was going terribly and no one would give me time of day. I was honestly about ready to pack up my bags and head back home. I trail off as I stare at the bottle of sake in my hands. I was in some rundown apartment that cost me about 30,000 yen a month. I didn't even have my own bathroom or whatever. I had to share. It was an old building, so shabby that I swore if an earthquake had struck the whole thing, it would just fall over. I thought I had to be capable of doing something, with my life, so I ran away and ended up in Tokyo. I was proven wrong in the blink of an eye. I couldn't even take one step forward. I thought I could do anything. I learned I couldn't do a single thing. I was at my wit's end and my wallet was almost empty. Still, I needed to buy alcohol. It could be cheap. I really didn't care as long as it could get me drunk. In the end, the sake caught my eye. Blig! I got completely wasted and puked all over the place. These days, I understand that drinking a bunch of cheap alcohol on an empty stomach will destroy you. No one had given me the memo back then, though. I didn't know that anyone could have. Blah, I'm fucking dead. I wanna die. Gah! Screw it. Fuck all these shitty people on this shitty planet. Swear if I had a button and blow up the earth, I'd press that shit in a second. I was so drunk I could hardly stand up and walk straight. I was laid out like a starfish on some path by the river. In a van down by the river. I really didn't care if I just died there. Half wishing for it, I was about to close my eyes and accept whatever fate had in store for me. Right as I was about to, the moon caught my eye. It was really pretty. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. It was full that night, beautiful in its simplicity. That sight rather moved me. No clue why. It just got me thinking about how small I am in the grand scheme of things. I don't particularly believe in God one way or the other, yet somehow I had a transcendent moment of clarity. Out of nowhere, I just burst out laughing. I know how society works. I know just how powerless you are on your own. To me, that's all the more reason to set aside putting on airs and fake courtesy and all that boring shit. What's the point in complaining about things beyond my control? I frankly don't even think I can bring myself to anymore. Maybe this sake is just a poor excuse for my sophistry. Yet I felt like this one bottle revealed these important truths to me. Lying to yourself, forging on ahead like this as if everything's okay? Maybe that's what it means to be alive. So in short, Professor Sake here taught me some real wisdom. Ego's eyes widened in surprise, apparently not expecting an answer like that. I'm pretty embarrassed myself having suddenly unloaded something like that to someone else for the first time. Still, I look at her with a smile. That's why. I think of this as a magic potion that can make you forget all your troubles. I think we should drink some wine together. Excuse me, I think we should drink some sake together. What do you say? She smiles gently, before tilting her head in exasperation, making a show of her disappointment in me. So you're the type who uses alcohol to escape from reality? Of course you are. Of course, I have no objections to humoring you for a bit. I'm honored that you would have me along for such an important ritual. She accepts my invitation, albeit in a roundabout manner. I'm happy that I was able to get what I wanted to say across. Even more so, I'm happy she's willing to just smile and nod along without pressing me any further. I nod too and toss the bottle into our basket. Great, with that settled, now we need to go buy some snacks to have with it. I'll let you pick out whatever you like on that front. I'm not entirely familiar with which snacks pair well with sake. Oh, there she goes! Oh, that A5 Wagyu over there should do the trick, won't it? Alright, you're off snack duty. There she goes with that Wagyu beef! I tell you, this woman, she'll have you in the poorhouse! She's not even real! Oh, this dried squid's pretty cheap. Some nuts will be good, too. Don't tell me to choose whatever I like if I cannot in reality choose whatever I like. You're trying to get a girl drunk, and you're being stingy while you're at it? You really are the worst. How were you, of all people, an ace? If you're gonna make a stupid joke like that, it's my job to play the straight man. Oh, we know! We know that wasn't a joke. She says that wasn't a joke, though. Oh, we know! Everybody here knows that she wanted that Wagyu beef, which is really fucking expensive. The routine's over. You can drop the bit. Oh, I'll pick up some cheese tara, too. It goes pretty well with this stuff. Ego and I continue our banter as we shop. Satisfied with our selection, we buy the alcohol and snacks and hit the road back home. I mean, I can say I'm a guy that would actually buy this stuff and try it out. You know, all the stuff you read about in these games. I was like, you know what? I want to try this stuff. The Japanese eat it all the time, and they live pretty... Well, I mean, depending on, you know, how much they drink, because a lot of people, they die from other reasons, not necessarily old age. But they can live pretty long, is what I'm saying. They can live very, very long lives. There's people that live like 100 and something over there, and I'm like, wow. I don't think they eat, like, Japanese snacks, though. I don't know what those people that live long eat. Nice, the weather's perfect. Definitely not what I'm eating, probably. I look up at the night sky from the roof of my apartment. The buildings lined up below us are illuminated by their neon lights. The rooftop's completely silent. It's just the two of us here. The night's breeze is chilly but not cold. Just right. Have a seat, Ego. I place a tray we brought along with us onto the bench. Then I lay out our sake and snacks. I finish off the set with two glasses. Why do we have to come all the way to the roof just to drink? Wouldn't your room be better? It's air conditioned. Nah, this is way better, dumbass. Even cutting edge AI still got a lot to learn, see? Or I see, rather. On a night this nice, it's way cooler and trendier to watch the moon while we drink. Watch the moon? I point up at the sky and Igo's gaze follows. I admit, it is rather pretty. Right? The moon's completely full tonight. It's just like the night I first drank this sake. I look up at it with Igo. It hasn't changed a bit. People love to pair their alcohol with nice scenery like this. I see, it is indeed quite elegant and refined. I am aware, at least, that people have enjoyed such things since ancient times. Well, I couldn't give you a whole history lecture about it. Here you go, Igo. I pour some alcohol into Ego's cup. I then pour some alcohol into my own cup and hold it up towards Igo. Getting the gist of what I'm doing, she holds her own cup up towards mine. Cheers! Cheers, she says. We clink our glasses together, and we both then draw them to our lips and drink up the sake. The nostalgic flavor spreads through my mouth and down my throat, burning wherever it touches. I can't bring myself to compliment the flavor. It feels pointlessly strong. Furthermore, the drawing point of Japanese liquor is meant to be the rice, yet too many other flavors are muddled in. Heh, I really need to stop getting surprised by how much sex droids are capable of. It sounded like an honest review from a real sake connoisseur. I've drank this stuff for years, but I don't think it tastes all that great either. It tastes like exactly what it is. Cheap sake meant to get you drunk easily. Still, I can't help but smile at Ego's unexpectedly harsh criticism. Nonetheless, this taste is an important memory for you, yes? Strangely, thinking about that makes it taste just a tiny bit better. Ego, having drained her first glass, holds it out towards me for a refill. I respond by pouring her more alcohol, as is custom. I then break off some dried squid, charred a bit with a cheap lighter, and hand it to her. This certainly does pair well with sake. The cheap yet strong flavor matches that of the alcohols. It's pretty good. Ego nods contently as she chews on the squid. I can't help but grin at the idea of an expensive sex droid gulping down cheap alcohol and dried squid. I can't help but grin at the idea of an expensive sex droid gulping down cheap alcohol and dried squid. I finish off my glass as well and look up at the night sky. I can't quite describe it, but there's something oddly refreshing about this. This must be that sense of elegance you were hinting at. I knew a sex droid as advanced as you would be able to understand, at least you specifically. I can't fathom there are many things you would be able to understand that I could not, after all. Is your glass empty? Geez, I guess that means I need to fill it for you, doesn't it? Aw, my bad. Appreciated. Ego pours me another glass, and I soon finish it off as well. We go back and forth draining and refilling our glasses. Together we enjoy the flavor of cheap liquor under the full moon. 1 hour later. Hajime, I'm not the only one who can feel the world spinning, am I? Is gravity acting weird? Did the earth tip over? Whoa there, Hajime, that's dangerous. Stop tugging like that. Ego is absolutely wasted. Her speech is gentle yet slurred, and she's leaning all of her weight onto me. You doing all right there, Ego? I think you've had too much to drink. You should take a break. What are you talking about, Hajime, you silly, silly joker, you? Sex droids are pretty advanced, but we can't get drunk or anything. Wow, my head's spinning. Why won't my stupid eyes focus? My CPU, I don't know why they spelled it like that, is running fine. There's no issues with my memory either. She takes another swig from her glass. It's obvious from everything from her swaying to her speech that she's drunk. Seeing an android drunk really is something else. Is this okay? Will her functions recover? You done broke it. I don't know why, but I think my sensors are acting funny. Is it just me or is your face really close, Hajime? Stop trying to slide on over and take advantage of me, Hajime. You're the one who's hanging on to me. A bit late to be asking this, but is it even okay for you to drink alcohol? It's not gonna damage you, is it? I don't know. I don't have any data on it. There aren't too many people out there who are going to think of making a sex robot start drinking. We're supposed to follow orders whether we're drunk or not. You'd have to be a moron to try getting your fleshlight drunk, would you? Wouldn't you? It probably is Tanga in Japanese. Huh? I guess you got a point. It's a pretty surreal comparison. Still, it's not exactly wrong when you consider the purpose of a sex droid. It's only because I don't view her like one that I'd do this. Of course, I don't know enough about her series to really say much on the matter. Plus, I'm an android. I doubt they'd give me the parts I need to process alcohol the same way a person does. So there's no way I'm drunk. No need for you to worry about me, Hajime. Sure, whatever you say. In that case, let's stop here. I try to take the glass from her hand, but she evades my grasp. What you doing? This here's my sake. I can't let you go stealing it on me. You're so stingy. Stingy, stingy Hajime. Yep, she's drunk. She's tore up from the floor up. Damn, Brad. It's getting harder and harder to understand what she's saying. I didn't expect her to be this bad at holding her liquor. No matter how much she claims she's drunk, she's not drunk, rather. I could tell from a touch that she's burning up. You may have done destroyed your robot. As if everything before wasn't enough, seeing her get wasted like this really makes her indistinguishable from a real person. I think this game's gonna have a very unsuspecting twist. But I'm starting to suspect it. Hello, are you listening? Don't go spacing out on me. You gotta listen. Whoa there, be careful. I catch Ego about to tip over by the shoulder and hold her close to me. I understand that you're not drunk, alright? So let's stop before you are. We don't want to break our limits like a certain idiotic host, do we? What would she throw up? I don't know. I don't think we need to know. Okay, so then would you stop taking advantage of the situation to grope me like this? You're not trying to make a play on me here, are you? Oh, here we go. Give him enough alcohol and all the damn inhibitions just go... That's why people used to go to bars. I mean, people would go to a bar, they'd get drunk, loosen up, talk about things, have sex, and then there were more people. I mean, it's literally how that worked. People would go to parties, get drunk, have sex, and have people. That's how people were made. I'm pretty sure a lot of people were made. Not everybody, but you know, a lot of people were made through that kind of thing. I think I was made that way. You don't like me, do you? Are you in love with me? You actually fell in love with a sex robot? Seriously? She needs to shut up. I have plenty of experience dealing with girls this drunk before, so I'm not mad or anything. Still, she's being annoying. I'm not that Goro anymore. I don't need to go to business mode to handle her. I can deal with her as myself. As Hajime Honda. I mean, he plays his cards right. He might be able to call his father and find out that he's heir to the Honda fortune. You know, the cars, Honda. You know, that's a lot of money there. I'm just worried about you. Well, he'd also have to compete with E-Honda, and that might be a little bit more difficult. I'm just worried about you, idiot. I don't care if you're an android or a sex droid or whatever. To me, you're ego. Doesn't matter if you're a human or a robot. When I look at you, all I see is ego. It's only natural I'd be concerned for your well-being. I love when they smile with their eyes. That's really fucking cute. He and your Hajime, always Hajime. You know, I can't say I dislike this about you, Hajime. She shows me an extremely pleasant smile. What's that supposed to mean? Of course I'm always me. I mean what I said. You've always been Hajime ever since we met. Of course, when we first met, I thought Hajime meant the worst guy ever who ran me over with his moped. But, well, I can't exactly argue with that. I still remember how wild she went with all her bugs and errors after that. I thought my life was over when she told me how much her antenna was going to cost. It's only been a week since then. Somehow it feels like it's been way longer. Sometimes I can't help but wonder. Where would I be now if I'd run into anyone but you back then? If my antenna hadn't gotten broken, I could have quickly been dragged back to the lab. Worst case scenario, they could have reprogrammed my personality and sent me back along to my original tester. Doesn't sound too unlikely. I mutter a response while reflecting back on my time with her. We got off to a pretty rough start. Still, I can't imagine where either of us would be if we hadn't met each other. Maybe it'd be for the better, maybe it'd be for the worse. All I know for sure is that the smile on her face right now is genuine. I accept that as the answer to all my questions and look up at the night sky. I'm glad I met you, Hajime. I'm sure if I hadn't met you, I'd never get to spend my time like this. whether I'd managed to escape from the lab or not. I don't think I'd ever be able to smile like this. Her voice is so quiet, it's hard to hear, but I sit silently and listen. The evening breeze wraps around us and tingles at our skin. It carries the pleasant smell of Ego's hair up to my nose. She looks down, staring into the glass she's been gripping with both hands. She whispers quietly. If you're right, and everything I'm feeling right now is just because of the alcohol, that made me feel a bit empty. Her voice is extremely quiet. It faintly falls upon my ears as if squeezed out. I don't dare to look away from the full moon above us. I take another sip from my glass of cheap sake. You're right. I miss Goro too. That's not what I mean. I miss Goro, but he's not what's on my mind right now. The fact that our life together is going to come to an end soon, I just can't take it. Alright guys, so we're going to end it right here. Yeah, things are coming to an end. This isn't a very long VN, I told you guys it wasn't. And it's surprisingly, well, I mean, there's a heck of a story. Like, I don't know what the word is, but it's more than I expected for what I thought was going to be a Nuka game, right? I thought it was just going to be, oh, you fucked the sex droid a bunch of times and that's it. But no, there's a lot of story to this. It's actually pretty deep. So Satsuki, whatever they are, they made a very good sex droid game that, again, isn't just about banging the sex robot. There's a lot more that you can do with it. And I like where this is going, but again, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen at the end. I don't know if it's going to be something sad. It could be, but we'll just have to see. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Ego. Maybe I'll do some more of it next week. I don't know. We'll see. I'm out.